I'm holding a screech owl. She looks like a great horned owl, what most people think of with owls, but she is sort of the miniature version. She's only maybe 6 inches tall. She weighs less than a pound, and she is full grown.
How old is she?
We don't know for sure. She's a rehab bird, so she was injured in the wild, brought to another zoo, and taken care of there and can't be released. So she came to live with us to be an education animal. She was already an adult when she was injured, but she's been at the zoo for 6 years, so we know she's at least six.
Is she native to South Dakota?
Yep. These guys are found throughout the eastern United States. There's a western version as well. They're the most common small owl. They nest in people's backyards, in parks. We probably have a pair nesting somewhere on zoo grounds. They're, as long as there's trees and mice to catch, they're pretty happy.
This screech owl is part of, you can take out in your classroom settings or wherever.
She is one of our education handling animals. The collection that we have is used for all of our education programs. So zoo camps, zoo classes on grounds, field trip add-on programs, but she's also part of our zoo mobile group. And so our zoo mobile will go to schools, daycares, senior centers. We travel up to 150 miles from the zoo. And if you would like more information, you can check out our website, greatzoo.org/education.
Does she fly?
She can fly a little bit. Not well enough to hunt on her own, but she can fly a little.
So, and her food? What's what are her nutritional needs?
She, in the wild, they'll eat anything they can catch. At the zoo, she eats mice. They're already dead, frozen, thawed, just like we get chicken from the grocery store. And she's perfectly fine with that.
She looks very comfortable. Is she used to handling? I mean, can people touch her? Can people?
We don't touch screech owls. In the wild, the only time something would reach for them would be something trying to eat them.
Okay.
So if you reached for her to touch her, you'd scare her pretty good.
We don't want that, then.
But she is a pro. She's used to being handled in lots of situations. She's usually pretty calm. The only time I've seen her really get stressed out and kind of nervous was when we've done some of the Hy-Vee programs in the parking lot. She's not a big fan of grocery carts.
Kelly, we've got all kinds of stuff. I want to talk about the big donation that Hy-Vee gave you earlier this week.
Yes, Hy-Vee generously gave us $100,000 to renew their sponsorship of the Hy-Vee Face-to-Face Farm, and we are so excited. It's a busy time of year, especially in the Hy-Vee Face-to-Face Farm. We're getting ready to kick off our Name the Baby contest with Hy-Vee. So we have a few absolutely adorable Jacob sheep living in our Hy-Vee face-to-face farm. They're just a few weeks old. And you can stop by any of the 7 local Hy-Vees and submit your idea for a name for these beautiful baby sheep, and you could win some great prizes.
Let's talk a little bit about the African savannah and what's going on there.
Yeah, so every day you can stop by the African savannah and see giraffes, zebras, and ostriches on exhibit. We also have, speaking of babies, a 6-week-old giraffe calf named Zola, who is also, again, very adorable. So she's either on the savannah or at our giraffe barn.
Albino alligators.
Yes. If you haven't seen our very creepy albino alligators, you have to stop by. They're right at the very front of the zoo. There are 30 in the world, period. And we have 2 of them right here in Sioux Falls. So they're joining us just through Labor Day. Very creepy. They're white with red eyes.
Also, summer camps in full gear.
Yep, zoo camps. Visit greatzoo.org to register your 4 through 11-year-old for a zoo camp, which is just packed with animal encounters, favorites like, you know, this a ride on the Savannah train or the Sanford carousel, which you can also do as just a part of your visit to the zoo. But there's a lot to see and do out there.